So hello and welcome back. Today I want to talk to you about what does it mean to flourish your beauty. And I decided for this, I'm going to sit out in my garden. So I got up earlier this morning because in Tennessee, the summers tend to be pretty hot throughout the days. And this morning it is still wonderful cool here as I am sitting here talking to you. And you may hear the birds in the background and maybe the frogs and maybe the waterfall from the pond. So let's talk about beauty. True beauty is not about the external ideals, as we see most of the time, but more about the embodiment of our inner being fully expressed and reflected on the outside. It's our growth and the experiences combined in all ways which define us over time. It's about honoring ourselves and our wisdoms with the wrinkles, with the scars, the cellulite and all. You know, because it shows that we've lived. So living the uniqueness of who we are and shining our inner light brightly into this world with all our facets, that's really the key. And releasing any standards and stereotypes, because we've been living with these false ideals of beauty long enough. So what then does this mean to flourish our beauty? What does flourishing represent within all of this? I know we commonly associate flourishing with the abundance of wealth and financial success, and that is definitely one part. However, that can be fleeting, and it's a fact that most people stay stuck in their patterns and barely move outside of their familiar comfort zone. There is this illusion that manifestation and flourishing should happen in the way of envisioning our goals, and the universe will bring things to us. And then when this doesn't happen, then we feel like failures, like we did something wrong, when this was never really the way to go about it anyway. If you've tried this and you didn't succeed, you did not fail. You were simply missing key components. I will speak to this much more as we continue this journey together, and we'll speak about the way of true manifestation and grounded spirituality. We are so quick to judge ourselves in the actions that we deem as mistakes. Do you know that studies show that it takes 7 positive affirmations to negate 1 negative? So our perception is slanted in this direction. And this is exactly why we're going to focus on wellness and well-being. So what then does shift things and create abundance? The richest facet of flourishing, which we'll tap into throughout my podcast, is the expansion of our soul, which does inform and enrich all aspects of our lives. And this is what we carry with us through eternity. This expansion is in finding our way and thriving regardless of external circumstances and embracing all parts of us as well as the fullness of the experiences we've lived and continue to evolve from. Living a blessed and spiritually enriched life as well as flourishing does not represent a linear experience, nor does it look like we have it all together, as perfection is just an illusion. There are always going to be messes in our lives at any given time, and things will never feel complete as we are forever growing and evolving. So the sooner that we can let go of that illusion of striving for the end goal, the more we can open space for flourishing, as we're simply creating more room for playful interaction with Source. And as I am sitting here now talking to you, and I look around me now in my garden and the abundance that nature offers, there is not even a question that we're meant to flourish and that it flows in an unlimited capacity. And whenever I feel the air and I admire the beauty of creation, I know that within this I am already fully expressed in my own being. Just looking at a fully manifested flower and the miracle of its sacred geometry and its beauty, I know that the same structure and consciousness exists within me and in my own mandala, my energy field, as it does in you and yours. So flourishing your beauty is letting go of expectations and tension that comes from pushing and pulling, but rather creating the space of unfolding like nature naturally does. And as you and I are co-creating this experience together, the stream of consciousness pouring through me will inform the things that are supportive for you. And I'll share tips and guidance for living a holistic lifestyle. And I will remind you that it's okay and that you've got this. And I will also be there to challenge you in times when you need to look at certain aspects so you can bring in more of who you are from the bigger soul perspective. And I'll be circling back to the mind-body-spirit connection and how to align and combine them. We'll enhance our lives through being present in the moment and in the flow with the natural cycles of creation, acknowledging the magic and miracles and focusing on gratitude and honoring our intuition. And we're going to explore the depths of the sacred feminine and what it means to be a woman who embodies her full beauty in all aspects. And I will remind you of your essence and expanding into your destiny. So just stick with me. You don't have to understand all of it right off the bat. It will all unfold and you will grow and evolve. For today, I wish for you that you can take a few minutes to be by yourself and let this download that I just gave you sink in. And I will talk to you on the next episode.